Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Don Parker, who is a celebrated area musician. Aren't you?
Oh, that's celebrated. I don't know about that.
Oh, everybody celebrates when you play, Don. And you play with a lot of different ensembles and for a lot of musicals at different theaters.
Yes.
But you're very involved with the South Shore Orchestra,
yes,
which is headquartered in Valparaiso.
Yes, sir.
And you perform a lot at Memorial Opera House.
That's our home base now, has been the last couple of years, and uh-huh, we're just delighted about that partnership.
Yeah, that's a good place for you. Mm-hmm. Do you have you been affiliated with the orchestra since it was founded?
I have been. That's about 15 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
And you travel to China?
Five tours we have done. I've only been on three.
Uh-huh.
And two of those were full orchestral tours of major cities on the coast. And the third one was when we took a 1940s-style big band swing, mm-hmm, musical to China as well. That, mm-hmm, was an those were amazing trips.
Yeah. How long were you there on average?
About 11 days each,
oh,
each,
wow,
time, yes, over the Christmas break.
Yeah. That's great. And you're going to go again this coming year.
I will not be. The orchestra will be.
I see.
But yes, I will not be.
Yeah.
Too many other places left to go to.
I see. So you've been there, done that, literally.
Yes. Yeah.
So the orchestra has a big concert coming up on June the 2nd.
Friday night, June the 2nd at 7:30 at the Opera House in Valparaiso.
And it's modern classical.
Our whole season this year is going to be focusing on more modern or modernist pieces of music, and so the program is three works, one by Dmitri Shostakovich, mm-hmm, Russian composer, 20th century, called The Festive Overture. It's pretty well known to the concert-going audiences. A piece called Concerto Gregoriano by Respighi, also a 20th century Italian composer. That's with a solo violin. Our soloist is Violetta Todorova. And finally, Philip Glass's Symphony No. 10, which was only composed 5 years ago in 2012.
And you were telling me that there's a special abhorrence that composers have with,
yes,
regard, or a dread with regard to their 10th symphonies.
There is a superstition among composers. Many composers died before completing their 10th symphonies for whatever reason. And so Glass actually finished and premiered his 10th symphony prior to finishing and premiering his 9th symphony, evidently because he was concerned about that superstition.
Mm-hmm. Shostakovich, is this a particularly difficult piece for the orchestra to perform?
I would say no. It's very it's rather structured and precise, and so and it moves. Most of it moves very fast, and so the challenge is just making sure that the ensemble is playing really cleanly as this really fast moving music goes along.
And Respighi, he did Pines of Rome, didn't,
yes,
he?
Yes, Fountains of Rome, Pines of Rome.
That's kind of lyrical,
yes,
music.
Yes, a more lyrical piece. And the difference for this is it has some surprising areas where the meter changes. So it's not a steady 1-2, mm-hmm, 1-2. Every once in a while it's a 1-2-3 that's just thrown in, you know, something like,
right,
that.
So the Glass is the most difficult piece for...
Far and away. It's one of the most difficult pieces we've ever played in this orchestra. And it is a very modern style. Some pieces of music are not terribly musical, but this one is. You still get the tunefulness of it. But it has, as I said to you earlier in my memo, it has... it's waves and walls and currents of music, and it's very hypnotic. It's an enchanting piece of music.
And in addition to the regular adult concert that you have on the 2nd of June, you have children's concerts on May 24th this week.
We're playing our second year of children's concerts at the Memorial Opera House for area second graders, and we're really delighted to be able to do that. That's a complete partnership that we have with them.
Well, that's great. How many students will be able to attend?
So far, it looks like two full concerts of about 350 each, so about, mm-hmm, 700 kids,
oh,
that we'll be
great,
able to serve. Yep.
That's really, I think it's exciting for little kids to get to go hear a live concert performed by real musicians. And I mean, that, they're not even necessarily familiar. And this is Peter and the Wolf.
Peter and the Wolf.
So it's delightful.
And it's a very accessible piece to kids, exactly.
Yeah. And they get to learn about instruments. Yep. I loved that on television when I was little. So, okay, well, great, Don. Thank you for being here to tell us about the upcoming concerts. Good luck with them.
And my pleasure. Thank you.
Just keep on playing.
Will do.
And we'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.